Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, especially you. Welcome, a big welcome to you out there, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to UK Health Radio, of course. So happy that you are here with me on this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and this is exactly the kind of episode that I love. As much as I loved talking to you in the last episode about my own life, and it's nice for me to sometimes spend a whole show with you, between you and me. But this is the kind of show where somebody sits across from me, and within a very short time, you can feel the connection. You can feel the passion. The person lives what they talk about, just like me. They walk their talk, that it is real. And I know that spring is in full flow now, and I always feel like this time of the year is about what? New beginnings, letting go of what no longer serves you, stepping into a fresher, lighter version of yourself. And that is exactly what this conversation today is all about. As my passion as a true wealth mentor, one of the things I come back to again and again is the question, who exactly are you beneath all the roles you play? You are what? The mother, the father, the daughter, the son, the partner, the professional, the one who holds everything together. Because so many of us build an entire identity around those roles. And when one of them falls away, or even sometimes all of them can shift at once, you and I, we feel as if the ground has been pulled from under our feet. And here is what I also know from guiding clients all over the world, is that moment of losing that ground can be actually the beginning of something totally new, where you, the real you, starts to emerge, the authentic you. That is where your true wealth begins to show itself. So I have lived it. I trust that maybe you have lived it, or not yet, or you are maybe in the middle of feeling stuck. Well, welcome to the show, because today's guest knows this journey from the inside out. Yes, Kelly Meeks spent nearly four decades as an attorney navigating high-pressure environments and complex human dynamics. And then suddenly, in one period of time, she left her law practice. Her children left her for college. Her husband of 24 years left the marriage. And then the global pandemic arrived all at once. And what happened is, instead of collapsing under the weight of all that, this woman, Kelly Meeks, did the inner work. She went inward. She walked in nature. She screamed in the forest when nobody was watching. She came out the other side as herself. Now, today, of course, she has applied all that wisdom, that whole journey, and she works as a leadership coach and what she calls a puzzle partner, helping curious humans challenging the long-standing beliefs that they have been quietly running by in their life. She combines the rigor of a legal background, which is very interesting, with that life coaching, emotional agility, and even hypnotherapy to help her clients make that courageous, values-based choice for real and lasting change. Now, I can tell you, I met her personally. I have been connected with her for almost a year now. And Kelly is one of these souls that is warm, grounded, deeply authentic, And I have a feeling that you are going to recognize yourself somewhere in this story today, that you are going to feel a connection with Kelly. And yes, she's a lawyer. She's one of these people that when you start talking with her, she expresses herself fully. She goes for it. And it was so nice to invite her for this conversation. And one of the things I know that Kelly always says is surrender control of everything external. The only thing that you can truly control is yourself and the choices you make. And so that is the kind of conversation I'm going to have with this amazing woman, Kelly Meeks. Talk to you just now after this little break.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and I am absolutely delighted because I have this beautiful woman just in front of me, but we have met live. We have exchanged so many communications already, conversations. Welcome, Kelly Meeks.
Hello, Danielle. It is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I just want any person listening here and now, anywhere in the world, I just want them to get to know you, Kelly, because you are such an authentic, genuine person to me who has gone from stress to authentic success. So let's start with asking you, what has been one of your biggest stresses that you want to talk about today?
Thank you, Danielle. Yeah, so I've been an attorney for almost 40 years now. And although it was a very fulfilling and rewarding career, in 2015, 16, 17, I started feeling really exhausted with the conflict that is inherent in the business. There's always two sides. And I started thinking about and questioning, what do I really enjoy about this? And what I discovered is many people have heard the term attorney and counselor. And I found myself more and more engaging in the counseling component. That is, so many of my clients were caught up in ruminating on the legal issues, and I would guide them to look forward. What can we do to shape your future? What are some choices that you can make today that make your future look better than where you are right now, and just take the lessons from the past and use them to guide you. And supporting him in that way, I found, is what was the last piece of practicing law that filled me up. And so in 2019, when my lease expired and I took down my website and I stopped taking new clients, I felt this giant weight lift off my shoulders. I still had existing clients that I was happy to work through, but then I moved down the path of becoming certified in life coaching, business coaching, and consulting. I leveraged my longstanding yoga and meditation practice and used that to become a certified meditation guide. And using all of these reflective tools led me to recognize that what I really wanted to do and be was to support others in the same way, to look forward. And at the same time, my son had recently left for college. My daughter was on her way out the door to college. And my husband of nearly 24 years decided to leave the marriage. 2 months later, the COVID pandemic settled upon us. So I had all of these major shifts happening at the same time. And now, looking back, I realize that the universe had my back, giving me all of these tools and opportunities for deep reflection and exploration at the same time that I was being bombarded with these significant life changes of empty nesting and my partnership future not looking like how I expected, I came to realize that surrendering control of everything except myself and how I decided to frame my future, the choices I made, how I could change and step out of my identity as a caregiver and a mother and the person who ran the household and ran my law practice and a partner. I now had a blank slate to create my future. And it was by giving up the need to try to keep my hands on the reins of everything and just letting go and just being that let me step into the space of surrendering control. And that's really the foundation of the work I do now with clients, whether it's one-on-one, in group workshops, with small businesses, and in particular with other women going through these pivots. In fact, one client has called me, has said that it's like you're solving a puzzle. So I've come to call myself as a puzzle partner.
I saw that,
I
yeah.
help curious humans find the missing pieces
I
for
love
them.
it. I just want to say you are a born attorney because I asked you the question, what was your biggest stress? And you gave me this amazing journey of starting with the stress, and you are already in your authentic success. So I'm just going to ask the question, anyone listening, sitting in this position that you were saying, the empty nest, maybe a breakup in a relationship, whatever crisis that this woman listening today, here and now, and maybe even a man, it doesn't really matter, but that person listening here today, what would you say, because you've lived it, what would you say is the first, I'm not saying advice, but little step that you could give them? Because you've lived it, you know how they feel. What would you say and advise them to do today?
Two things to share there, Danielle. And one is the paradox of bothness. What do I mean by that? I was grieving the loss of this vibrant household with the children and their friends and all the activity and a partner, and grieving the loss of my marriage. And this is the second part, understanding that this is not happening to me. How could it be happening for me? And accepting that paradox of grief. And knowing that there's something here, there's a lesson, there's something I can do to reshape my future. That those two things, even though they seem contradictory, can be held with love and compassion at the same time.
But can you tell me the moment I haven't lived through a breakup like that. I've been married now for 42 years still, and so I cannot imagine. So can you tell me how that really feels when your husband leaves you, when the partner is saying, and you didn't know it, you didn't know it up front. So
No,
that's where
no.
I'm interested in that. It's like a cancer diagnosis. It's like, things like that, they do take the grass from under your feet. I mean, Kelly, that is for sure. So what is
Yes.
that first? And I can feel you when you say, the grief, and then it's happening for you. But what is that grief step that you, what do you do at that moment? Is that, do you breathe? Do you, go in nature? Do you cry? What happens when you go through those first moments?
You're right. I was moving ahead a little too quickly in that because first thing that I did, I was shell-shocked. It was having the rug completely yanked out from under me. I was on my back. I allowed myself to just be in that grief. I didn't know what was next. I just went inward. I relied heavily on my meditation practice, and I was fortunate to live in a space where there was a lot of nature
Yes, you see,
and walks, daily walks. I came to learn from some of the meditation instructors who I had worked with that nature baths, Forest baths
Yes.
were comforting to me. I found it regulated my nervous system. It grounded me, having my feet on the earth and just moving my body and letting that energy come out of my body.
Yeah, I can
And
feel that.
I did, just to release some of that deep, profound hurt. I loved when I was outside in nature and no one was watching to scream at the top of my
Yes,
lungs.
that's what I
It was
mean.
releasing to
Yeah.
me. And I found that very satisfying. You know, it gave a place for that grief to start exiting my body, almost like purging toxins in a way, that negative energy. But it's also very real. And I think of it really not unlike grieving the loss of a loved one. You know, it's this deep, profound sense of loss. And I also started to reflect on, and this took some time, but the happy moments, the good memories, the beauty that came from the relationship, these two amazing young adult humans that we co-parented, and what they're contributing to the world. So that was a process. But for at the very beginning, when you're in that raw, visceral grief, is honoring that. Give yourself some compassion,
Yeah,
self-compassion.
and to me, I feel, and I've had a few other challenges that were very unexpected, but I feel it's like your life force, and I call it the life force account, you know, one of the four true wealth accounts, is like sucked out of you for a few moments or days or even weeks. It can happen to people. And then you slowly start regrouping that or refilling that account again, that you can feel strong enough again, like you say, to see what the lesson maybe or what it can give you or how you can be grateful. So I think it's so beautiful how you explain that. So what is your system? Because I know you have like a model. What is your system to go from, you know, from that place into that pivoting kind of living authentic success place?
And you're right, Danielle. It is a process. The first days and weeks, and maybe even the first couple months after my husband left, I was exhausted. I
See.
was sleeping 12, 14 hours.
Yeah.
It be emotionally, it had just drained my
Yes.
energy. But
And that needs to
eventually.
be noted. You see, that needs to be expressed because people think, you know, they are lost when they feel like that, but it's part of the process.
It is. It is. My eventual pathway came through challenging the belief back when I was practicing law that the only way I could contribute to my clients was through the legal work. I came to recognize that I also had value to offer by helping them question their beliefs about their future. And that just because their past included this challenging legal situation, that didn't need to be their
Their
future.
future.
And during this time, now we're into 2020 and the pandemic, and I had a lot of time to reflect and walk in nature and spend outside. I started recognizing that I could apply that same thinking for myself. I could challenge my thoughts that my value and my worth were not driven as a partner, as a mom, as the CEO of a household, as a chauffeur and a scheduler and a dog walker, and all of the things, that my worth could come from something else. And it was in challenging those beliefs that I started to break down that paradigm of where does that all come from? You know, we are so conditioned when we're growing up through our family of origin, our parents, those surrounding us from the school system, from our communities, to think a certain way that you must go to school. And when you graduate, you must go to college or university, and then you must get a good paying job. And, but that's a, that's not true. There's a paradigm there that we're just led to believe as truth. And I think of it the same way for the roles in particular women, but men have their own roles that are assigned to them by society as well, that if you follow that path, all will be well and you will be happy. Well, I checked all the boxes, and all of a
I
sudden, my
know.
world had exploded. So that was my moment that I said, I'm going to challenge these thoughts I'm having, and I'm going to reframe them and find a way that it can serve me better by redefining who I am and what I want to be. And by recognizing that my whole future was in front of me and it was a blank slate and I could create what I wanted to do, I turned those cultural paradigm systems upside down. So I call it the T model. Your thoughts are what drive your emotions, and that's what drives your actions. So if we challenge our thinking, it's going to shift how we feel. And when we shift how we feel, we're going to take different
Different action.
actions and reshape what our future can look like.
Beautiful. So, can you just say something about the thoughts? Because we talk about it so often now in society. I mean, there are so many people and experts talking on our mind. Luckily, we start to know a little bit more about our thinking patterns and how our brain works. And so, what do you have to say about how do we tackle those thoughts and change them or turn them around or, go from the negative to the positive? What is your view on that?
Yeah. Well, the very first question I started to ask myself is, what thought is making me think I have to take this path? So then I might focus on that thought. Here's an example. I went to law school. I'm past the bar exam. I've practiced law for 30 some odd years. Therefore, I must continue to be a lawyer. That's what I'm supposed to do. So I decided to challenge that thought and say, is that really true? Do I have to continue being an attorney? Can I do something differently? So the question to ask, in my view, is that thought really true? So
Or
it's
is it a
almost like,
lie? Is it a
or
truth
is it a
or is it a
lie?
lie? Because we talk a lot in our head with so many lies that have been imprinted in our brain. So I totally agree.
I think about it too with some younger folks who I've engaged with in the community with some volunteer work I do, and the belief that when you graduate from high school, you have to go to college. And I've asked the question, is that really true? And then we've explored, what do you real I love working with my hands. I love building things with wood. Is there a trade school opportunity here for a carpenter? That kind of thinking,
Yes, beautiful.
disrupting that the cultural expectations that somehow are promoted by all of those different components, the family, the community, social media, or television and radio in my era, if you will, that condition us to think a certain way. So simply asking, is this really true? It's almost like there's two parts of a thought. The thought that's just there, it's become embedded in us from all this conditioning, and then our thinking
Thinking. There's
about the thought.
a difference, eh?
There's the difference. So it's
Because
really
we've got so
challenging.
many thoughts a day. What about, I heard 10 years ago, always there's about 60, 70,000. And now with everything that is going on so quickly and the social media, apparently it's doubled, because we are thinking
Oh,
this now so much more, quick. So
yeah.
quite interesting. So let's talk about because I feel that for you, and we talked about it a few times already, it's all about the identity shift, isn't it?
It really is. And I'm careful when I use those words, identities, because I think some people don't understand what that means. And there's, to me, there's really two components. Identities can be a role we're playing. For example, in my scenario, my identity was a lawyer, a wife, a mother, and moving toward sandwich generation, a little bit of caregiving in there as well. So it's roles. But there's also identities of how we think we're supposed to be. So, for example,
Act.
as a leader of a small company, I'm the president. I'm the boss. Everyone must do what I say and how I say to do it. And the missed opportunity there is, as a leader, if you can shift that identity of how you think you're supposed to be and instead lead from a place of vulnerability and let the people surrounding you who you've hired to fulfill certain roles, whether it's in sales or marketing or IT, live in their zone of genius and do what they do best and ask them what they need for support and let them know what you don't know and instead lead from that place of parity, you're going to drive engagement and fulfillment on your teams. And that's a good leader, is you're allowing your people to rise and do what they do best, and that drives organizational success as well. So that's changing how you engage that kind of identity. And then there's your identity in the roles that you play. So it's really breaking down two different kinds of identity.
I like that. And for me, it starts because we always talk about how the leader can be more vulnerable and let the others be their own geniuses. But let's talk about self-leadership, because I know you empower people, and you do a lot actually in self-leadership. What we're talking about is, can you give us a little bit of a how do you see, let's just take the mother or the wife or the, how can you be a better person and lead yourself better so that you are a better example? And whether that's in business or, but let's just talk about you in your situation where your husband, breaks the relationship and that you as a woman, how did you take back your self-leadership?
Ooh, that's a great question, Danielle. I think it all comes down to values. That is what has been my North Star. That's really when I started reflecting in 2015, 16, 17 on leaving the practice of law, is I came to my values. What matters most to me? What are my values that are guiding me forward? And I came to understand that it's love, compassion, and loyalty. Those are my core values. And using those as my North Star. And when I use those words, I don't just mean for others.
That's what I'm saying.
I also mean for myself. And that's why it applies here. Yes. To give myself that love and understanding that, for example, I'm grieving. That's
And
the
that's
compassion and
okay.
loyalty to my, and that's okay. Accept that. Let it be what it's going to be. Let it take as long as it's going to take. Don't bypass these emotions. Don't try to power through. I would get frustrated when people would say to me, "Oh, you're so strong, you'll be fine." I understand their intention is meant to be uplifting. And internally, I found myself pushing back against that. You know what? Right now, I'm
I'm
not
not
feeling
strong.
strong. I need some support. I need some help. I need a hug. I need fill in the blank, whatever it could be for you. I don't always want to be seen as the strong one, the doer, the fixer, the healer, the I'm human. Giving myself that space for self-love. People sometimes would say things to me like, "Oh, well, you're better off now without my husband. You can move forward and create your own life." And what I came to realize is, and I would say this to folks, if it's not something you would say to someone at a funeral home who has lost a loved one, then please don't say it to
Then
me
don't say it.
because I am grieving and I want to be in
Agree.
that grief. And it's okay for me to be in that grief. So that was all kind of coming home to self in that self-love, loyalty, and compassion. And that was a process that took some time. I couldn't figure out
Going to
why some of those
say,
things were so
to anyone
disturbing.
listening, I really love this because this is also who you are, Kelly. I know a little bit. We've met a few months ago, and the more I talk to you, and I love that because that's probably why we relate so well and why we connect so well, because it's also about self-connection and connection with others. It's because your values, you live them. When I see love, compassion, and loyalty, That's what you live. And that's what I like also about the show is meeting those people who are living their values. And it's often you can see, in people who live by example. And that is the actually almost the intention of this interview. It's how you have gone from stress, because we can say a husband leaving after 20 and so years of marriage is a huge challenge, for a woman to find again her place in everything, in her own skin, in society. So it's a big, and how you have gone from stress to look at you today, to the person who is actually living very authentically with their own values into your success. So to me, it's a natural thing that success is following, because you are so, loyal to yourself and very aligned with who you are. So is there a last, and I'm not saying that to brag, I really feel that, and it's something that I stand for myself. So I just want to acknowledge that. Is there a quote, a statement, a philosophy, just a last little thing? We've got about 2 minutes. Is there a quote that you want to share, or a statement that you live by, that could help anyone listening in your situation that you've lived?
Yeah, all of these experiences combined led me to that understanding that when we surrender control of everything external to us, and like you said, and this was part of my coming home to myself with that self-love, loyalty, and compassion, it's the serenity poem. So many people have heard that in the context of Alcoholics Anonymous, but this is my mantra. It's grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And by staying in that space every day, I find there are not many things that trigger me. There are not many things that rattle me, that really put me over the edge. Or when they do, I understand I can take a breath and step back and say, I can control my reaction, therefore make it a response to this external trigger, what have you. But that the Serenity poem really grounds me and helps me stay in a space of my values, because that's all I can control.
I'll repeat that in the outro, the poem itself, because I do. It's actually very funny that you say that, because 2 days ago, I just read it again, and I've been just meditating on it again, because we need that wisdom to know the difference between what we can control and what we can't. And it gives us a sort of freedom and relief and fulfillment in life that
It
no
does.
other thing can give us. It's that inner peace, it's that inner freedom. So
Peace.
thank you, Kelly. I really appreciate this conversation. One word before we say goodbye, what would it be?
Oh boy. Alignment.
Okay. Perfect to finish off. Thank you so much. I will come back to the audience just now after this little bit break. Thank you, Kelly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Whoa, welcome back. And there we have it, Kelly Meeks, everyone. If you are listening deeply and you understand that this conversation has so many little tips and little things in it, you can always go and listen on demand again. I always say that I love it when somebody comes on this show and they just give that confirmation, that feeling that we are on the right track, on the right path. And this is exactly what happened today. I so enjoy how Kelly Meeks takes that spot to express her wisdom, her experience, because it's all lived experience. It's all coming from a place of authenticity. And so there's so many things that landed for me. But there's one thing, there's two things. There's one thing that I keep coming back to. It's the word she used right at the end. It's alignment, because that is really what the whole conversation was about, isn't it? It's in our society, it's about pushing through, about being strong, about holding it all together. Not Kelly and not me. That's not true wealth. It's about coming home to your own values and letting those be your North Star, as she calls it. Isn't that beautiful? I love it how Kelly named it so clearly. Her own values, her core values, love, compassion, and loyalty. Now, the question is if you know your core values, because Kelly, you could feel she does not just apply them to others. She applies them to herself first in her inner world. Now, that self-compassion, that loyalty to her own grief, that refusal to bypass what was real and hard and painful, that is true self-leadership. And I think that's what Alex Langer, that I interviewed a while ago and I still have a connection with, is calling reprogramming pain. But here we call it true self-leadership. And the T model that Kelly Meeks shared, I found very powerful, because your thoughts drive your emotions. Your emotions drive your actions. So if you want to change anything at this moment in your life, what you are doing, how your life looks, start by asking the question that she asks herself every day. I think that's such an amazing tip. Is that thought that I'm having right here, right now, really true? Is it the truth or is it the lie that I have been carrying since childhood, since society gave it to me, since society or someone else told me this is just how it is? So many of us are living inside these paradigms. We never chose ourselves. It makes me think of Bob Proctor when he talks about paradigms. I was for years a student, and I so understand that whole concept. The moment you start questioning those, the whole puzzle starts to look different. And how beautiful that Kelly Meeks, I can say a friend of mine, because she's really one of my soulmates at the moment. She told that prayer, and I said I was going to read it out here again, and I'm going to keep that promise because it's a little prayer that I have used in my own life, even not long before we had the interview. I said it again. I use it in my practice. I use it in my own life. I use it with my children. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can change, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Now, that's the whole thing. That to me is freedom, right there in three lines. It's the choice. It's the choice, the realization, the awareness of this prayer. And it's the freedom account. So I use that prayer in my own life sometimes as a question. Can I control, change this? Do I need to accept it? Can I get the courage to change it? And how, knowing that difference, makes you take a different thinking, a different feeling, and a different action. So if you want to connect with Kelly, please go and find her on LinkedIn at Kelly Meeks. She works with individuals, small teams, organizations. She's exactly the kind of puzzle partner that you want in your corner when life is asking you to shift. But before I let you go, I just want to share something with you, because everything Kelly and I talked about today connect so deeply to everything I am doing right now. You heard us talk about the Life Force account today during the conversation. I just talked with you about the freedom account. It's all about the four true wealth accounts that form the foundation of my opus magnum, I call it, life force, freedom, fulfillment, and financial flow. These four accounts together give you the complete picture of what true, real wealth is all about. Not just what you check in your bank account weekly, because that is not what it's all about. It's how you feel. And there's something exciting I want to share because I'm currently writing my second book on exactly that. It's going to be my opus magnum, my legacy, the true wealth accounts. It's a framework, it's a philosophy that I have been developing and living and breathing and testing for a long time now. And I'm so excited to bring it out in the world. It is coming. Watch this space. But you know that it takes a while to write a book, to publish a book. And I want to do it right. So for today, you can already get a taste of where you stand across these four accounts with my free True Wealth Account quiz. It takes just a few minutes and it will show you exactly where you are thriving and where you might be running low. Oh, yes. Just go to danielsachs.com/quiz. That is danielsachs.com/quiz. And it's completely free. Just go and do it today because I promise you it will be a very good, it will give you scores, it will give you an explanation. There's so much in there that you can, for the next few weeks, that you can deal with in your own, let's say, in your own container, in your own life, because don't forget, you are the CEO of your life. I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me on this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio. Until next time, bye bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.